Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations, including subchapters Active Listening on the Phone and Speaking Clearly on the Phone. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will listen to a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations. Active Listening on the Phone. In today's digital age, phone conversations have become an integral part of our daily lives. Whether it's a business call, a customer service inquiry, or a personal chat with a loved one, being able to effectively communicate over the phone is crucial. But how can we ensure that our message is being understood and that we are truly engaged in the conversation? The answer lies in the art of active listening. Active listening is the practice of fully focusing on and comprehending what the other person is saying, rather than simply hearing their words. It involves giving our full attention, showing empathy, and using various techniques to enhance our listening skills. In the subchapter that follows, we will delve into the importance of active listening during phone conversations and explore techniques to improve our comprehension. Active listening offers a myriad of benefits in phone conversations. Firstly, it enhances communication by allowing us to truly understand the speaker's message. By giving our undivided attention, we can grasp the nuances, tone, and underlying emotions conveyed through the spoken words. This, in turn, enables us to respond more effectively and build rapport with the person on the other end of the line. One technique for active listening is paraphrasing. This involves restating the speaker's message in our own words to ensure that we have understood it correctly. By paraphrasing, we not only show the speaker that we are actively engaged in the conversation, but we also clarify any potential misunderstandings. Another technique is clarifying, which involves asking questions to seek further clarification or elaboration on a particular point. Additionally, summarizing allows us to recap the main points of the conversation, reinforcing our understanding and ensuring that nothing is overlooked. improving our listening skills while on the phone requires a conscious effort. To maintain focus, it is essential to eliminate distractions and create a conducive environment. Find a quiet space where you can minimize background noise and interruptions. If necessary, invest in noise-canceling headphones to block out external sounds. Visual aids can also be helpful, such as taking notes or utilizing visual cues to aid in comprehension. While phone conversations lack the visual aspect of face-to-face communication, nonverbal cues still play a significant role. The tone of voice, pauses, and other vocal cues can convey emotions and meaning. By paying attention to these cues, we can enhance our comprehension and respond appropriately. For instance, a hesitant tone may indicate uncertainty or doubt, prompting us to seek further clarification. Managing distractions and noise is crucial to maintain active listening. Find a quiet environment where you can minimize external disturbances. If background noise is unavoidable, consider using noise-canceling headphones to block out unwanted sounds. Remember, creating a conducive environment is essential for effective communication. Asking effective questions is another valuable technique for active listening. Open-ended questions encourage the speaker to elaborate and provide more information. This not only helps in gathering essential details, but also shows genuine interest in the conversation. By utilizing effective questioning techniques, we can facilitate a deeper level of engagement and understanding. Active listening can also contribute to building empathy and emotional intelligence. By actively listening to the emotions behind the speaker's words, we can demonstrate empathy and understanding. Responding appropriately to these emotions is key in building strong connections and fostering meaningful conversations. However, listening barriers can sometimes impede our ability to engage in active listening. Distractions, biases, and preconceived notions can hinder our comprehension and prevent us from truly understanding the speaker's message. By addressing these barriers head-on, we can overcome them and enhance our listening skills. Finally, it is essential to practice active listening in different scenarios. Whether it's a customer service call, an interview, or a personal conversation, applying active listening skills can greatly enhance the quality of the interaction. By actively listening and responding appropriately, we can foster better relationships and ensure effective communication. In conclusion, active listening is a powerful tool in improving English speaking skills, especially in phone conversations. By fully focusing on and comprehending the speaker's message, we can enhance our communication, build rapport, and foster meaningful connections. Through various techniques and strategies, we can overcome barriers, improve our listening skills, and apply active listening in different scenarios. So, let's embark on this journey to enhance our English speaking skills and become better communicators. Speaking clearly on the phone. Speaking clearly on the phone is a skill that is often overlooked but holds great importance in effective communication. As an English learner, it is crucial to understand the significance of speaking clearly and articulately during phone conversations. Clear and effective communication over the phone can lead to better understanding, avoid misunderstandings, and foster stronger connections with others. One of the key aspects of speaking clearly on the phone is pronunciation. Pronunciation plays a vital role in conveying meaning and ensuring that your message is understood accurately. Mispronunciations can lead to confusion and misinterpretation, causing unnecessary misunderstandings. Therefore, it is essential to focus on improving pronunciation to enhance your phone communication skills. There are various techniques that can help you improve your pronunciation. Practicing phonetics, using tongue twisters, and listening to native speakers are effective ways to refine your pronunciation. Consistent practice is key to achieving clearer pronunciation, which in turn improves your overall phone communication skills. Another crucial element to consider in phone conversations is diction. Diction refers to the selection and use of words, and it greatly impacts the clarity and understanding of your message. Choosing the right words can enhance your communication, ensuring that your ideas are conveyed accurately and precisely. To enhance your diction, there are several exercises you can incorporate into your learning routine. Reading aloud, expanding your vocabulary, and listening to podcasts or audiobooks can greatly improve your word choice and articulation. These exercises provide opportunities to practice using a wider range of words, resulting in clearer and more effective phone communication. Enunciation is another significant factor to consider when aiming for clear phone communication. Enunciation focuses on the clear and distinct pronunciation of individual sounds. Poor enunciation can lead to difficulties in understanding the speaker, hindering effective communication. Therefore, it is crucial to pay attention to enunciation and work on improving it. To improve enunciation, you can engage in exercises that specifically target individual sounds. Tongue and lip exercises, practicing specific sounds, and recording and listening to your own voice are effective techniques. These exercises help enhance the clarity of individual sounds, resulting in improved phone communication. In addition to focusing on pronunciation, diction, and enunciation, there are various strategies that can ensure clear communication during phone conversations. Speaking slowly and deliberately, using pauses effectively, and repeating important information are strategies that can significantly improve your phone communication skills. These strategies help the listener understand you more easily, leading to more effective conversations. However, it is important to acknowledge the challenges that can arise in phone communication. Background noise, weak signal, and accents are common challenges that can hinder effective communication. To overcome these challenges, finding a quiet environment, using clear and concise language, and politely asking for clarification when needed can make a significant difference. In conclusion, speaking clearly and articulately on the phone is of utmost importance for English learners. It enhances understanding, avoids misunderstandings, and strengthens connections with others. By practicing techniques, exercises, and strategies discussed in this book, you can improve your phone communication skills and become a more confident and effective English speaker. So, let's embark on this journey together and strive for excellence in our phone conversations.
Mental health. How do you feel? In today's fast-paced world, it can be easy to overlook the importance of asking someone how they feel. Whether in our personal or professional relationships, taking the time to check in on someone's emotional well-being can significantly impact their happiness and productivity. However, many people are hesitant to broach the topic of emotions, fearing it may come across as intrusive or uncomfortable. Asking someone how they feel is an act of kindness and a crucial component of effective communication. When we take the time to listen and understand the emotions of others, we create a safe space for open and honest dialogue. It also allows us to build trust and strengthen our personal and professional relationships. In this blog post, we will explore the importance of asking someone how they feel and provide practical tips on approaching the topic in various settings. 1. Choose the right moment. Asking someone how they feel is essential to showing empathy and understanding. However, timing is everything when asking about someone's mental health. Choosing the right moment is crucial to ensure the person feels comfortable and safe enough to open up about their feelings. It's essential to avoid asking when the person is busy, stressed, or in a public place. Instead, try to find a quiet and private space for intimate conversation. Additionally, it's essential to approach the conversation gently and with kindness, ensuring the person knows you care about their well-being. By taking these steps, you can create a safe and supportive environment where someone feels comfortable sharing their feelings about their mental health. 2. Use open-ended questions. Open-ended questions can be incredibly effective when asking someone about their mental health. Instead of asking a closed-ended question such as, "Are you feeling okay?" try asking, "How do you feel?" Open-ended questions allow the person to give a more detailed response and can help them feel more comfortable opening up about their feelings. It's important to remember that mental health issues can be complex and nuanced, and asking open-ended questions can help you understand the person's experience more deeply. Additionally, be sure to ask in a non-judgmental and empathetic tone. By asking open-ended questions in a supportive manner, you can create a safe and comfortable space for the person to share their feelings and thoughts about their mental health. 3. Listen actively without judgment. The third step in asking someone how they feel is to listen actively without judgment. This is a crucial step for someone's mental health and well-being. When someone expresses their emotions, creating a safe and supportive environment for them to feel comfortable sharing is essential. One way to do this is by actively listening to their words and nonverbal cues. Giving them full attention is essential, avoiding interrupting or offering unsolicited advice. Try to focus on their feelings and validate their experiences. This approach can help them feel heard and understood, leading to a sense of relief and healing. By listening actively without judgment, you can open up a safe space for someone to explore and process their emotions. 4. Reflect on what they say. When asking someone how they feel, it's essential to actively listen to their response and reflect on what they say. Meditating can help the person feel heard and understood and clarify misunderstandings. This is particularly important when discussing mental health, as it can be a sensitive topic that requires empathy and understanding. Reflecting can involve summarizing what the person said in your own words or asking follow-up questions to gain a deeper understanding of their feelings. It's important to remain non-judgmental and avoid assuming you know how the person feels. By actively listening and reflecting, you can create a safe and supportive space for someone to share their mental health struggles and seek the help they need. 5. Offer support and resources. When asking someone how they feel, offering support and resources is essential. Mental health struggles are complex and may require professional help. It's crucial to let the person know that they are not alone and that resources are available. You can offer to help them find a therapist, support group, or a mental health hotline. It's also important to remember that not everyone may be comfortable discussing their mental health struggles, and that's okay too. Simply letting the person know that you care and are willing to listen can go a long way in making them feel supported. Remember to approach the conversation with empathy and understanding, and tell them it's okay not to be okay. To sum it up, asking someone how they feel is a simple yet powerful way to connect with others and show empathy. By asking genuine questions and listening actively, we can create a safe space for people to express their emotions and thoughts. It's important to remember that everyone experiences feelings differently, and understanding them takes time and patience. However, asking how someone feels can lead to stronger relationships, better communication, and a more compassionate world.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.